Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are continuing our conversation with author, speaker, coach, and pastor Tommy Lanham. We have been talking about how you can live in the enthusiasm zone, and so many people just live defeated lives. They've lost hope, and Tommy's one of my favorite guests that we were able to have on Hope Is Here over the past 5 years. I believe this may be his fourth time being a guest, and man, you're going to be blessed as we are looking at how you can live in the enthusiasm. And Tommy's like me, he's a big acronym guy, and he has the word enthused, how you can live enthused. And if you missed those first two programs, I want to encourage you to check those out. Go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It's available on all the different platforms. But just to kind of review where we've been at in the first couple of days, Tommy, help us out here. The letter E and N, we got through T, H, and U. So share the first five letters of enthused if you're going to be enthused.
There you go. The first five decisions that you need to make in order to live in your enthusiasm zone is E, embrace your weird, what's unique about you. N, never settle. T, turn the world upside down. H, hope as you climb to your God-given potential. And you is utilize the power of positive failure.
Such good stuff. Want to challenge it? Go to the YouTube channel. Hope Is Here. Podcast, catch that. He did such a great job. You'll be enthused, I promise, if you go back and listen to those podcasts. All right, Tommy, we've got through E, N, T, H, and U. What's the letter S stand for? What decision with the letter S?
Make the decision to set goals. Now, you hear that from everybody. You got to set goals. And they're like, oh, I want to hear about goals. But in reality, we all set goals. The fact that we're here right now, we've set a goal. If you're listening to this show right now, whether it's on radio or podcast, you made a goal to listen to that. If you went to work today, that was a goal. Now, you may not have written it down and developed a plan of action like we typically talk about when we talk about setting goals, but everybody sets a goal. But when we are intentional about setting those goals and developing a plan of action in order to achieve those goals, it creates an enthusiasm inside of us because we know we're working towards something. In Isaiah chapter 32, verse 8, it says, "The noble man makes noble plans, and by noble deeds he stands." So that a person of nobility will make noble plans. Those are goals. Writing down those goals, and I always encourage when I do goals workshops and stuff, I encourage people to write them down. You can type them if you want to, but if you do, still write them down because it makes an impression on our brain when we write them down that typing just doesn't do. So write them down and become intentional about that. That's making the plan. And then it says, by noble deeds, he stands. That's putting them into action. The reason I don't like New Year's resolutions is because they seldom have any action to them. They've become a joke. Oh, what's your New Year's resolution? You know, and then by mid-January or sometimes even by mid-January 2nd, they're gone. We've already messed them up or whatever, and it just becomes a joke. So I've discovered the resolution solution, and that's to not have resolutions, but set goals. And the cool thing about goals is it doesn't matter what time of year it is. You don't have to wait till January or end of December or whatever. Set them now and just become intentional about working forward. Sometimes I refer to this as strategic planning or strategic dreaming. You know, have those dreams. What are those big things that God is wanting to do in your life? And then develop an action plan to be able to achieve those.
Well, I love that. You're right. You don't have to just because it's going to be in, you know, it's late July that, it's too late to set goals for the year. I mean, man, we still got over 5 months left in this year. And I've done some things like this before, set goals after hearing somebody like yourself communicate about how important it is. And I've actually achieved some goals for the last 5 months of the year. And even though I didn't achieve completely the others, I still made progress. So it's not about perfection with goals, right?
That is absolutely right. I'm glad you brought that up. Listen, you may not reach completely every goal you set, But the progress you make in the process is good. But I tell you what's great is what happens in you as you're making that progress. Even if you don't hit the goal, man, you are developing discipline, you're developing character, you're doing all the things you need to do in order to move forward. That's creating a better you, even if you don't reach the goal. Now, that's not an excuse to say, well, I didn't reach the goal, I'm fine. You know, you want to reach that goal, but even if you don't, it's still great to set goals and work toward those goals.
It really, truly is. And then something else that came to me as you were saying that, and you got to celebrate those little wins, right?
Absolutely. Celebrate everything. Celebrate everything. Every little progress, you know. Now, if you set a weight loss goal, don't celebrate it by eating cheesecake, okay? We gotta celebrate appropriately. But you do. Celebrate those wins. Give God the glory and the praise for it, because it's God working in you that does you. It's not just your abilities, but it is about you being intentional, about saying, God, I feel like you're wanting me to do this. Will you help me? And my side of the commitment is I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep moving forward. And when you do that together, yes, you can celebrate those, but don't forget God. Give him the praise and the glory and the honor for what is taking place in your life.
All right. What does the letter E stand for if you're going to live in the enthusiasm zone?
Make the decision to engage your heart. What I'm talking about here is your passion. Oftentimes people talk about willpower. Willpower seldom works, because eventually we run out of energy. It's like trying to steer a boat that's on autopilot. You know, eventually you're going to run out of energy and it's going to go back the way it's programmed. Same way with us. Eventually we're going to lose energy. It's going to go back the way it's programmed. But I do talk about want power. What do you want? And your goals, we just talked about, should be in connection with your heart, your passion. And therefore, it's not what your parents' goal is for you. It's not what some mentor's goal for you might be. What do you feel like God is putting in you? And you should have a passion for that. You're not going to be able to reach a goal if you don't have a passion for it. So engage your heart. And how do you do that? I've had people ask me, I don't know what my passion is. What do you like to talk about? You know, Jesus said in Matthew 12:34, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. What do you love to talk about? You know, you might be getting bored with a conversation and all of a sudden the subject comes up and you're like, whoa, and you're energized. You are ready to talk about it. Now, understand there are ungodly passions and there are godly passions. And what I'm talking about here are godly passions, passions that God has put in us as a part of who we are that drives us in the direction that he's wanting us to go. And we've got, if we're going to live in our enthusiasm zone, we've got to live with passion.
Just tuned in, we're talking with Tommy Lanham. He's an author of several books. He's a speaker. He's a life coach. And he's a pastor. I want to encourage you to check out his website, TommyLanham.com. And we've been looking at how you can live in the enthusiasm, 8 decisions that you've got to make. We've looked at, he has an acronym. I'm a big acronym guy, and I love that he has an acronym, 8 decisions you have to make to be in the enthusiasm zone, using the word enthused. Letter E, embrace your weird. The letter N, never settle. The letter T, turn the world upside down. The letter H, hope as you climb to your God-given potential. The letter U, utilize the power of positive failure. And then we talked about today the letter S, set goals. And then he just shared about the letter E, engage your heart. And what's the final decision to live in the enthusiasm, Tommy, that you're going to make with the letter D?
Discover your purpose. Discover your purpose. God has a purpose for each and every one of us. He has a general purpose for all of us. Worship him, fellowship with other believers, serve him in some way, evangelize people, grow in our relationship with him. That's true for all of us. But there's also a specific purpose that each one of us has, that God has us here. If he did not have a purpose for us, then whenever we became a follower of Jesus, why didn't he just zap us up? Boom. You know? because he has a reason for us being here. He has a purpose for us being here on this earth. And when we discover that and live that out, our enthusiasm level skyrockets because we've discovered that God-inspired fire ignited deep within our soul that drives us to never settle, to live with passion, and to turn the world upside down. In Proverbs 29:18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. If you don't have a vision, if you don't have a purpose for what your life is all about, it is deadening emotionally, spiritually, and sometimes even physically. We die a little bit each day when we live life without purpose.
Wow, such good stuff over the last 2 days. Today's our third day. We've been talking with Tommy Lanham. He's an author of several books. He's a speaker. He's a life coach, and he's a pastor. I want to encourage you to go check out his website, TommyLanham.com. I know you'll be blessed there by several of his writings. Order some of those books, and we've been talking about how you can live in the enthusiasm zone. And, you know, sometimes our enthusiasm tank just gets on empty, and I love that in September you're going to give people an opportunity to kind of get their tank filled for 3 days. Share a little bit about this enthusiasm experience retreat coming up in September.
Absolutely, Greg. I'm excited about this because what we're going to do is we're going to take 3 days and we're going to dig in specifically into each one of these decisions. Yeah, we've talked about them. You get the information here and that's great. But we're going to look at what does it mean for you as an individual. This is going to be in upstate New York in the Catskills area. And it's a beautiful area up there. The great surroundings and the environment's going to be nice. You could even see some video of that area on my website. If you go to the Enthusiasm Experience Retreat on my website at TommyLanham.com. We're going to be able to do some one-on-one work. We're going to be able to do some small group work. And then we're going to have large group sessions as well where we just walk through these eight decisions. What does this mean for you? What does it mean for you to embrace your weird? We're going to be looking in-depth at our personality styles with that. What do you need to do to make sure that you're not settling? What failures are you dealing with specifically? And how can you utilize that as a positive failure? Maybe you need to discover your purpose. We're going to dig into these things in a deep and passionate way to help those that become a part of this to be able to live more consistently in their enthusiasm zone. So I'm very excited about this retreat coming up in September. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, the Enthusiasm Experience Retreat is going to be September 8th, 9th, and 10th. Tommy, if people want to find out more information, register, where do they go to do that?
Go to TommyLanham.com. On the front page, you can scroll down toward the bottom, and it's got information on there. It's got a video talking about the retreat. It's got an event page where you can go and read more on it. And if you got any questions beyond that, you can always email me, which is also on my website, and we'll be glad to answer any questions that you may have.
All right, we got about 30 seconds left. Tommy, you mind praying for those people maybe that just have kind of lost their enthusiasm?
Praying, is that what you say? Yes, absolutely. Dear Father, I pray for those that are listening that may have lost that enthusiasm. God, I pray that they listen to these eight decisions and they not get overwhelmed, but they look at one. They look at one decision and say, I'm going to make this decision today, just this one, and see what difference it makes in their lives. God, I pray that you bring people around them to help them in this journey that they're on, this enthusiasm journey, if you will, to help them in this walk. Because, God, I don't want anybody to live without hope and enthusiasm in their life, and I know you don't either. Fill them with this God-inspired fire ignited deep within their soul that drives them to never settle, to live with passion, and turn the world upside down. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Wow, what a great 3 days it's been. I want to encourage you to go check out Tommy's website, find out more information about the Enthusiasm Experience Retreat. For Tommy Lanham, I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.